There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand are live.
No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that you could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. Attraction,
attention.
Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hour here on Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row, Miami Beach Convention Center, getting ready for Super Bowl 54. This hour of coverage brought to you by Interest Systems, and we have a guest in our Apex Entertainment guest chair. NFL Hall of Famer Rob Woodson is with us, sir. Very nice to see you. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad you guys have me.
Heck
appreciate
yeah.
It.
Anytime we get an old-time Steeler on, and I'm talking about the guys prior
wow.
to, and these guys know I'm big uniform guys. So I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Right.
My dad and I would always go out to Latrobe, watch you guys train out there.
Say Latrobe again.
Latrobe.
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 Gotcha. I would have said Latrobe.
It's Latrobe, but it's Latrobe. It's
yeah,
okay.
It's a little
okay.
bit everything.
He's a little country.
You've been to Kennywood Park.
I'm a little rock and roll disco.
Yeah. But you had the quintessential block numbers, and then they changed it to them stupid slanted numbers. Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, you know, I did this thing the other day. This kid in Vegas who, they had the 100 Next a Super Bowl contest,
right.
And every team picked a youth football player to represent them at the Super Bowl this uh-huh. year. And they sent me the New Jersey to give to the kid. And I'm like, I picked it up out of the thing. I'm like, oh, ew. The sleeves are like yeah. this long. It's all tucked in.
Colors are up in here.
And it's like tucked in. It's like, yeah. You know, the women used to have the old dresses, and they had the little puffed up shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And it looked like that. And it had all the numbers are really small. And I'm like,
you guys had those big block numbers.
The big
on
block
your shoulders,
numbers.
Man.
It was really hot, made out of polyester yeah. wool.
Didn't matter.
It looks like you're going speed skating in these New Jerseys. You know?
It does.
Yeah, I mean, when you were playing, people had the real shoulder pads, too.
Well, I
now
had some big
guys,
pads, yeah.
There are guys I see now where I'm like,
they got kicker pads.
Like, what are those? What's the point?
Well, they're not hitting.
That's true, too.
Ah,
yeah.
There are certain guys that will, but there's the vast majority, tries to avoid contact at some cost.
Are you surprised to see the wave of younger players that are retiring when they do retire? I mean, this seems to be maybe the start of a little bit of a trend.
Well, they make more money. That's one thing. Secondly, it's not, and this is not a league epidemic, but I think the love of the game is different than when we grew up. We grew up in the parks. We grew up playing football. That's all I did. I mean, in the summertime, I wasn't in the house. My mama didn't know where I was.
Where's your hometown again?
Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Okay. So they knew in the morning I got up. I went to the park. I swam all day. We played football. We played basketball. Played baseball, depending on the season. And I came back in the summertime before the streetlight came on. You had to be in the house before the streetlight came on, or you're getting your butt whooped. Nowadays, these kids, they don't watch football. They say they love it, but they don't watch it. They don't go outside and play it when they're young.
Yeah.
They just get on Xbox. And that's the new entertainment for them.
Absolutely.
So it's a different mentality. So I think, for me personally, I was going to play as long as I could play. these kids now, they make more money in a shorter period of time. So they're like, why play? Why? And you hear it for, even from commentators, these younger commentators on the networks, and they're talking about, well, he should, you know, he's going to get off because his life after football. I'm like, nobody ever thought like that in the past. We were like, I'm just going to play until I can't play anymore. But these the new generation, they just think a little bit different about the game itself. They like it. They don't love it. Why? They don't eat it.
I think it feels more like a job for them early on, because if you show an aptitude at an early age, your parents are going to have, well, now we got a private quarterback coach for you, and we're going to have, you know, training sessions for you, as opposed to, like you said, Rod, like, we all just went out and played.
Rod, don't you remember all those private sessions you had with those defensive men?
Absolutely,
those summer camps they sent you off to, but all those times.
Having Mel Blunt come to my house, man, it was awesome. I mean, no.
Now, that's a presence, right? 6'4", like, that dude got the cowboy hat on, like, when Mel Blunt comes, and Donnie's, you know, he's on the list this year. Your former coach, Bill Cowher, gets in. How happy were you for him when you heard that?
I was really happy for him. I was really happy. You know, the first thing I text him is like, I don't have to call you coach anymore. I can call you teammate. We're teammates now. You're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So no more, hey, coach. I mean, I'll still call him coach, but he's my teammate. He's going to be in there. He's going to be enshrined forever. That's a good thing.
On that desire to always just keep going and keep playing for you, Tom Brady appears to be of the same thought as you on this, as opposed to other younger players. He's now in his 40s, and he doesn't appear willing to give it up. He doesn't need the money.
You know, Tom has done more with less than any other quarterback in the history of football. You know, they've never, I mean, their highest draft pick at the position, receiver position, has been this past year.
McHale Harry.
So, you know, it's like they love Tom, but they don't love Tom. Because they don't give him help. They give him help with the offensive line. But the one year he had a perennial Pro Bowler, Hall of Fame receiver, what did he do? He threw for, what was that, 50 touchdowns
that year? Yeah.
So we know what he could do when he has something around him to that nature. But what he's done over the course of his lifetime with less than all the other teams in the National Football, it's been remarkable. And I've always said, oh, Tom, he's not the, you know, he's not the best quarterback to ever play. And then as I watched him over the years, I start questioning that. I'm like, yeah, but this guy, you know, like I always say, Dan Marino's the best quarterback I ever played against, because Danny didn't have a whole bunch, but he slung that rocket. He could run from me to you in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
But he could dip that shoulder.
He can side gimp it up inside. Yeah.
And he can step inside and just shoot. That ball's gone.
Yeah.
And he did it with not a lot. I mean, he did have them M&M boys, but that was it. He didn't have a great defense. He didn't have a great running game. He didn't have great tight ends.
Get Duper and Clayton early, but like late in the career,
quarterbacks make those players better. Not saying they're not good players. They are. But when you have a guy like Dan Marino, I mean, think about when Dan Marino threw for 5,000 yards.
Yeah.
I was unheard of. Could you imagine Dan Marino playing in this game this year? Like this in the modern rules, he would throw for 6,500 yards.
Because if you could put him in a gun and give him that pocket
and let him throw.
And you couldn't legally take the shots. Like we had Lauren Malloy, we would blitz him. We would hit him and hit him.
Absolutely.
And hit him. You can't do that anymore.
You can't do it. But what I say about Tom is that he's done more with less. And the more I watch him, the more I respect it. Because now I'm saying, you know what? He hasn't had a lot, but he got it done, and it didn't matter. Now, it's always good to have your same system for 18 years.
That's a good thing. Peyton took it with him to Denver.
Yeah. So it's a good thing to have. But to still play at a high level and to get your team to play well, no matter, you know, if you had to be the most patient quarterback in the league, which he normally is, he'll take the checkdowns and he'll take the checkdowns and he'll take the checkdown. But he just gets it done. And that's my respect for him over the years of grown to knowing that he's never had a whole bunch and he's always gotten it done. He's never complained about it either.
One of your Hall of Fame teammates, Joe Montana, because all you guys are teammates in the Hall of Fame, right? Everyone just taught us that.
Yes, there we go.
Joe Montana said yesterday that his advice to Brady would be don't leave. Stay where you are. As someone who did leave and went to another team, I know you played for multiple teams in your career. If you could have stayed in one spot and you, you're known as a Pittsburgh Steeler, right? I mean, mm-hmm. would you remain a Steeler? Not that everything is within your control, but if you could offer advice to him, would you say stay in New England, don't go?
Yeah, I mean, it's for me, I was year 10. He's not year 10 anymore.
No.
I think he's past that one. So I still had room to play.
Yeah.
I knew that. And I wanted a ring. But I wanted to be respected by the front office. So from the contract negotiations, I wanted them to say, I want you, and this is how much I want you. Well, if they don't sign that contract and give you a certain number, you're going to be like, well, you really don't want me. So it was for me, it was for my time to leave, even though I know I'm really considered a Steeler. Tom Brady, he is the Patriots.
It's a brand.
I mean, I know it's Bill Belichick. I get that. But Tom Brady he's one of the main cogs, the reason they have 6 Lombardi trophies sitting in New England. So I would be shocked that Robert Kraft said, go ahead, Tom, leave. I would be shocked. I'll be disappointed, but I'll be shocked. I wouldn't be surprised because it happens. It happened to Joe Montana. It's going to happen. It happened to Peyton. It happens to all great players. Somewhere along the line, they feel they have to leave because they've been disrespected by the teams that they're at. But I would be shocked that Robert Kraft would let him leave and don another uniform for somebody else.
You just wonder about that control with Belichick, too, if that would be. Because they say Garoppolo, like Bill was upset, but knew at the last minute, I got to trade Jimmy because Tom won the father time thing. You know, would this be the last breaking point where Kraft steps in and says, you're keeping him, Bill? You know, and then
I would hope so. I mean, who's your backup?
Jared
Stidham. Stidham.
Kid from Auburn.
Okay.
Rookie.
Right.
600,000.
That's,
right.
You know what?
600,000.
That's
right.
What we've been
my
saying,
point.
But
my
not
point.
That succinctly yeah. for a long time.
That's my point.
What else are you going
to
do?
Then who are you going to draft? Exactly. Who
you, Justin
you're
Herbert.
You're going to get Phillip Rivers to come over? I mean, what are you going to do?
No,
if Tom
left,
with people on say Marcus Mariota, like
we're
going to replace him with Mariota. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It goes against.
You would sit on every route, wouldn't you?
I mean, listen, I respect all players, and I respect Mariota
but you're
for
real.
What he's had now. But, you know, I got to respect Mariota to a certain point. He is a tremendous athlete, but he's not a tremendous quarterback. Would he be that fit for New England? Come on, guys.
No.
Rod, this is the conversation, and it does what we do.
This is real,
and
man.
It goes against what we do here, which is to talk, we talk.
Right.
But the whole conversation, in my mind, can be reduced to, you're not gonna re-sign Brett. What are you going to do?
Right. Exactly. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You know, I have that pause because I'm just like, come on, guys. You, Robert Kraft, it's your team. I know Bill has gotten you 6 trophies. I got that. You pay for that too. That's your money. You choose to do with that money. And if you let that guy walk, shame on you.
Ooh.
Shame on you. Because he deserves what he deserves. He's giving you a hometown discount his whole freaking career. That dude should be making $30 million
at least
every year.
Yeah.
Minimum. And he doesn't ask for that. Because he wants other players. He wants to win. The one time you can give him what he wanted. Give him $30 million. Give him $25 million. Give him $30 million. You have to give him that 1 year and say, Tom, 1 year, $30 million, and then you're off into your sunset. He should do that.
It makes so much sense when he says it.
Yeah.
It's the voice, too.
It's great.
It's the sincerity that I have for Tom. I have a man crush now. I just talked myself into having a man crush.
NFL Hall of Famer Rob Woodson, tell us about Zilretta, who you're here with today. I know that you dealt with knee problems at the end of your career and knee pain.
And yes.
How about the old Steelers turf?
How's it been since?
What? Well, you know, listen, when you play sports, not just football, but when you play sports your whole life, yeah, I started playing football when I was 9 years old, played basketball. And it's not just for Hall of Famers, not for guys who played 17 years. It's for the weekend warriors, for the common guy. But, you know, I've had that knee pain, especially had arthritis in my left knee for quite a long time. And when I had the treatment, because I'm not a guy who was looking for to relieve my pain. I can deal with pain.
Right.
But over the course of time, when I was like, my wife went to go do something, I'm like, you know, I don't know if I want to go do that. But when I got the treatment with Zilretta over 95 days ago, I mean, it's been a game changer. I jogged for the first time in 10 years.
Really?
3 weeks ago. Couldn't believe it.
Most guys they end up riding bikes. You know, they do the bike because you can't ride.
Which I did.
Yeah.
I did the bike. I did the elliptical. I did the VersaClimb. I did all that stuff. But I like being outside. I like walking. I like hiking. I like being outdoors. I'm an active person. And then when you have knee pain, you don't want to be active. My wife makes me go shopping a lot. I want to be comfortable.
So
it's a shot in the knee. It's a microfierce time release medicine that goes over the time. We make our own natural fluid in our knees. Then that medicine's released into the knee joint. And it's been remarkable. But it's reduced the pain dramatically. You know how when you fly on a plane for 2.5 hours, 3 hours, you have to stand up for a minute like you're doing right now?
I drive traffic.
Moving your knee.
Yeah. Click. Yeah.
But
I drive traffic 2 hours.
So
stand up, like,
every time I drive for a long period of time, I had to stand up and wait for my knee to kind of like stretch out. Same thing on the plane. I don't have to do that right now. I mean, these last 3 months has been great. So if you go getthez.com, www.getthez.com. That's the place to get the information for everybody out there. Go to that spot, look at the information, find a local doctor, talk to them, see if this is a treatment for you. But for me personally, it's been an outstanding treatment that I talked to all my boys about. So Shannon Sharp, Kurt Warner, all the guys, they all got the little aches and pains. I'm like, if you have that ache and pain, get it. It will be a life changer.
That is Zilretta at GetTheZ.com. Rob Woodson, thank you so much for joining us here in the
Appreciate it,
Entertainment
man.
Guest Chair.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
we're back with more on Zolak and Bertrand on Radio Row coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand are live from the Miami Convention Center on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom Brady appears to be of the same thought as you on this, as opposed to other younger players. He's now in his 40s, and he doesn't appear willing to give it up. He doesn't need the money.
He doesn't need the money. You know, Tom has done more with less than any other quarterback in the history of football. You know, they've never... I mean, their highest draft pick at the position, receiver position, has been this past year.
McHale Harry.
So, you know, it's like they love Tom, but they don't love Tom. Because they don't give him help. They give him help with the offensive line. But the 1 year he had a perennial Pro Bowler, Hall of Fame receiver, what did he do? He threw for, 50 touchdowns
year? Yeah.
So we know what he could do when he has something around him to that nature. But what he's done over the course of his lifetime with less than all the other teams in the National Football, has it been remarkable?
Tom Brady. Great interview with him. Thanks again to Hall of Famer Rod Woodson for being here with us. This hour of coverage from Radio Row is brought to you by IntraSystems. They love Tom Brady, but they don't really love Tom Brady. And that's from a player's perspective. And the other thing that I thought was interesting that Rod Woodson talked about, just to get into the mentality of a player and one who's of that caliber, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. Guy was fabulous. What did he say? He said, you know, at the end of my run in Pittsburgh, I wanted a front office to respect me and say, I want you, and here's what I want to pay you. And 10 years in the league in a Hall – I mean, after his 10 years
Hall of Famer,
in Pittsburgh,
definitely.
He already was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He didn't need any more years in the league to be considered, a go for the Hall of Fame. He already was.
He's the best corner we had to game plan against. Like, he's that good. He and Deion. That was – at that time, I mean, it's Deion and him, Ty Law, but he was on our team. Those three best there, man. Three best.
And he wanted some love. He wanted to be loved. Is that so wrong for Rob Woodson to want to get a little love from from a team?
Plus, he's a big uniform guy, too, which is great.
Of course.
Oh, love that. What are we doing with these shirts?
So I wonder if that's what Brady might have going on. You know, he just wants to be loved. Just wants someone to say, Tom, we love you, and we want to appreciate you with the money. And will that get in the way of him making the right decision for what happens between the white lines every Sunday?
What are you going
to
say?
Well, just when it comes to, he was, Rod Woodson was talking about, obviously, the Randy Moss year and what Brady was able to do. And I don't 100% believe this myself, because I think it's always better to have a player like that. But it needs to be said, how many Super Bowls did they win with that tandem in place?
Zero.
Now, was it a bad team? Were they, you know, were they failures in that experiment?
No.
I don't say so. Some people would say, well, you didn't win. You didn't win. But for all the people that say, well, like, yeah, you only had it once and look what you did. Yeah, it was an otherworldly season. What did it ultimately get you?
Nothing. Logan Mankins never won here.
And I'm not
saying, best card you ever had.
And I'm not saying it's a recipe for disaster, right, to bring in a talented, you know, receiver or two, but it is not the answer or the only answer when it comes to putting together a championship.
Well, does anyone feel they have to go to that extent, though, to make this team better? I don't think Randy Moss.
No. But say let's go back to last year and the cast Brady had and how miserable, quote-unquote miserable, he was with the cast around him, knowing as he is a competitor, and I've been there and I know it, I know what it takes to get to where we need to go. We don't have that. Say Brady was paid $33 million last year. Would he have been happier? See, but that's a question he needs.
That's a great question.
That's a question he needs to ask himself now. So if this is really all about the money, and they're going to step up and pay him, say, okay, Tom, we're paying you $32 million guaranteed this year. Can't put that much around you, though. You got Sanu back. You got to work with Nikhil. We're going to replace Philip Dorsett with another Philip Dorsett-type player. We're going to draft a young tight end, but who knows? It could be like that David LaFleur back in the day when Aikman worked that kid out. He ended up being a bust for the Cowboys. See, there's no guarantee in free agency that you could give him without getting into free agency, because then his $13.5 million hit kicks in, and they already might say, we're walking if we get to that point. There's nothing you could promise Brady other than money.
Right.
So if it's about the money, can he be happy with just making $33 million and sort of functioning with same offensive line? Plus, you get Andrews back this year, which is a huge bonus in the middle. But will Isaiah Wynn be better? How's Marcus Cannon going to look on the right side? What if Joe Tooney goes? Joe Tooney's going to get paid. We're going to pay you, Tom. We're going to lose Kyle Van Noy. You know, we don't know if we can bring McCourty back.
It's, you know, such a good question, though.
It's a money question. Like, we're going to find that out.
Yeah, yeah.
More about last year, though. Would you be happy if you had more money?
Would you have been happier?
I'm not saying
you're unhappy. Would you have been? Okay.
That guy doesn't have in his DNA. I'm telling you.
And
that guy's too much of a competitor. He wants to win.
And his answer would have been, maybe not, but I would have felt, respected. Okay. Do you feel disrespected? Do you feel disrespected?
I mean, they went out sacrificing.
Do you want more
respect? They tried to get you Antonio Brown week one. They tried to get
him. They got him.
That was the happiest the quarterback ever was.
They got him.
They got him. Quarterback was giddy. They took selfies.
They signed the guy out that is celebrating the fact that his GPS ankle monitor has been lifted by the judge today.
Yeah, I hope Brady's thrilled today that he's able to travel domestically, but he is not allowed to use his passport. Right. That's the latest today.
The wife was posting on Instagram the week they got him. Forgive people's past. Look forward into what and love and embracing it. They were all in, man. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, most preachers, that wasn't
money.
Their tune.
That wasn't money.
To whatever suits them best.
That wasn't money that made him happy. That was getting a guy who could run a skinny post from the slot that you could stick it on him. That's what makes him happy. And just do it and just be methodical. We're just going to cut people's throats with it.
So AB can't play in Mexico next year against the Dolphins?
No, that game he's going to have to sit home.
There's no Mexico game, Jim. Don't even piss me off.
Until his case is resolved. Well,
that almost ruined my week this week.
Pro Football Talk spoke to the league about that today.
Okay, what did they say?
And the league said, well, the games and opponents and teams that will participate in those games that are not scheduled yet will be figured out at a later time.
Can they move the Kansas City game to there against us? That's the question for me.
I don't know, but they are saying, didn't Kansas City play there this year?
Yes.
Okay, they're not going back next year. So they are.
Well, we played there 3 years ago. What the hell are we going back for?
Well, that was 3 years ago, not last season.
What are we going back? Everybody else get a turn. Like, get everybody else in the AFC get a
premier
turn.
Premier franchise. Yeah,
Pittsburgh there.
So the teams and the Buffalo opponents and the games themselves have yet to be determined, so there's still an outside chance you end up in Mexico.
Well, the attractions are Dallas, us, the Chiefs, the Rams. Yeah. That's obvious.
Right? Sort of Packers, the big brands.
Packers would be the attraction there.
And the Dolphins have agreed to give up a home game. Oh, that is real.
So nice of them.
The Dolphins have given up a home game for an international
team that
game.
Can't sell out their own
stadium. So the Dolphins,
what are having a freaking Super Bowl in? Right
the
now.
Dolphins will be playing. Will be playing a game. Internationally next season, it appears. It's just a matter of, would it be a division opponent? Would it be a division game? I don't know. They think last year was what? Chargers-Chiefs, wasn't it? That's a division game, so that wouldn't be a roadblock.
Yeah, I thought maybe Chargers or Raiders. Yeah, it was one of those teams. It was either way, it was a division game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. November of 2019, Chargers-Chiefs. Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
Dolphins, Patriots, possibly, maybe, outside chance it's in Mexico next year. Real bummer for the people that like to come down here for the games. For the Dolphins, Patriots games. Which, by the way.
Nice down here.
I can see why they do that.
Yeah.
I can see why that's a trip. All right, we've got more to come here from Radio Row. This hour of coverage brought to you by IntraSystems. Hardy has our headlines.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's just day one, but how wild this experience already been?
Man, it's been a whole lot of fun, specifically because of these people in Miami.
Miami!
That's our guy, Travis Kelce, last night. Opening night,
love
Super Bowl 54.
Love him.
You liar. You liar. Travis Kelce, Miami.
That's a good question, though. It's a better tight end.
It's just day one, but how wild has this experience already been?
Man, it's been a whole lot of fun, specifically because of these people in Miami.
Miami.
All right. Kittle. I'd take Kittle. If I was building a team today, I'd take Kittle, and I wouldn't have to take that long.
Okay, if you're building a team. But for what they do, Kelce makes all the sense for them.
For who?
For Kansas City.
Why wouldn't he?
With the way they're built.
Why wouldn't he make sense for either team?
But if you're taking a guy to build it around and from the ground up, I would go Kittle. Kittle's like a mini.
Okay,
Gronk.
But why wouldn't Kittle make sense for Kansas City?
Because I think they want to push the ball downfield. Kittle's too balanced for that. If that makes any sense. I mean, like Gronk, the great thing about Gronkowski, okay, the Gronkowski-Jimmy Graham comparison.
Yes.
You take Gronk 10 out of 10 times.
Right, Jimmy Graham is Kelce.
But if you're the Saints, and back when Jimmy Graham's in his prime, you want Jimmy Graham.
No.
Based on the way you, yes.
Andy Reid would want Jimmy Graham.
Andy Reid would want Jimmy Graham.
Doug Peterson would want Jimmy Graham.
Yes. Okay, I get what you're saying.
That offense would want Jimmy
Graham. Flex, move, down fun, let's pop it to him. Let's get him up the seam. Yeah, I mean, it's... And he wants to score and score quick.
They have an extra receiver on the field, not a tight end.
If you want to control the ball and do it the way San Francisco does or the way New England did when you were beating Kansas City with Gronk, you want the Gronkowski-Kittle type.
Okay, say this, though. But what if you put Gronk, when Gronk was playing, in an offense like Andy Reid's? What if you let Gronk play in that Kansas City offense? Gronk in his prime right now with Mahomes.
I think keep him in a block.
No, but my point is if you used him like they used Kelce. Is there anything Kelce does better than Gronk in the receiving portion of his game?
Yes. Ike's more fluid to the point where he can catch it and go down, where Gronkowski, it's like you're cutting down skyscrapers every time he goes down the seam. I hold my breath.
I just think he just makes so much. He makes much tougher catches. And Gronkowski.
Oh, yeah, but I can't tell you how many times I hold my breath on one of those seam routes.
In terms of fluid
there goes
movement,
the knee getting cut.
Kelce runs more like a receiver than a tight end. I get it.
Kelce catches it and gets down.
But Gronk,
he's
Gronk
receiver.
Wasn't slow.
That offense is made to have wide-open receivers, not guys that are covered and making plays. Gronk made plays when he was covered. Mahomes probably wouldn't even throw him the ball because he'd be covered.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about some of these crossers they run with Kelce, and you would run those with Gronk, and he's coming across the middle of the field, wide-ass open, and then he gets a turn upfield. Look out, man. Like, he ain't hitting the deck like Kelce does. Gronk's going to take that ball and then go down the field and knock four people over before he goes down. Nope. I just think of all the space he could have operated in if he played in an offense like that.
The problem was that Gronkowski got his ass cut down so many times off that play-action seam where he's got a guy hanging on his back, and here comes the safety. They're trying to decapitate him, hit his chest. Earl Thomas or the kid from Cleveland, forget his name, who cut his
knee out. It's
going
to be really hard to get
out.
Me to admit that anybody does anything better than Gronk.
Of course.
Sorry.
Hall of Fame. Yeah.
It's just very much he ever couldn't do.
But these guys in this game, two best tight ends in the game.
Yeah, they are. And Kittle is quickly ascending.
By far.
He's one of the best tight ends in the game. I like the more complete player. I like the guy that, you know, will do everything. And I almost think maybe it's I don't know. Kelsey's not asked to block a lot. Is he?
I don't know. He doesn't.
My question would be,
it's hard to believe that he would say no, but
you know,
maybe
he's got this reputation of being soft.
I don't know anyone who's
if he were on a team where that was being demanded of him more often, would it change him as a player? Would he be better at doing it?
I don't know if he wants to.
Well, nobody wants to. You think Gronk wants to? Like, Gronk loves winning, so in some situations, I'm sure he did love it. But like, if Gronk had a choice. Hey, do you want to go out and catch passes all day long, or you want to stay in and block? Well, I'm going to just catch passes all day long because I'd rather not have to just sit there and get my ass kicked blocking all day. And I mean that in the sense that there's just physical banging on every time, you know, you're on the line taking those hits. And I'll pass on that, extend my career a little bit.
Right.
You know, Travis Kelce, what year is he in now, Zoe?
Six or seven.
Okay, does he look?
He talked about the 7-year plan with Andy Reid. Andy Reid's been there seven.
Oh, right.
He may be
the seventh year.
Good. Yeah.
So does he look like he's close to retirement?
No.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Because he doesn't take that physical beating.
That saved him.
That Gronk did take in
correct.
His career.
Yep.
Kelce will have a longer career.
Yeah.
He will.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
Kittle, on the other hand, the way he plays the game, he's going to end up like Gronk.
He already is getting hurt this year.
Yep.
Fighting through ankles and knees.
Yep.
And, man, did you see the one knee
labrum
injury?
Did you see today? What happened?
No.
We'll just want to get this up.
A practice?
Make sure I have this right. George Kittle has played with a torn labrum for the last two seasons.
How's your labrum? Is it laboring?
Yes, it says George Kittle has battled through the reported injuries that you mentioned, Zoe, calf, groin, knee, and ankle. All of those injuries he dealt with this year.
Crazy.
He said he's been playing the past two seasons with a torn labrum in his right shoulder. It happened last season. He says, so I dislocated my shoulder last year, and the labrum is completely torn. So I don't get surgery on it, and the protective sleeve basically helps me, so it doesn't hurt all the time. Oh, great. So he tore it, not this past season, 2018 season, he tore it clean and said, nah, I don't need to fix that. Just keep playing.
Yeah.
That's a guy I want on my team. That's a football player right there.
Like if he was a dog, he'd sit on your front porch and chew a dog bone. Like a ham bone. Give that guy a ham bone and sit there and chew it for 8 hours. That's the kind of dog I want.
Nailed it.
I'd never leave the porch and chase a stupid car or something.
I was trying to figure out how I wanted to word it. That's it.
Yeah. Dog.
Like Rod Woodson was able to say so much in so few words today.
Yep.
I'm telling you, it's his voice. I'm so calming.
Kareem
Hunt. I felt my blood pressure.
All day,
I felt my blood pressure go down while he was
mine
speaking.
Too. Yeah. Mine too. Kareem Hunt had himself.
There's yeah. Matt shows up. You know how you know? Because everybody can hear it.
Browns running
it's
back.
Unbelievable.
Kareem Hunt in trouble again after he got pulled over last week for speeding. And was caught with marijuana last week. The dash cam has been released.
Oh, good.
The back and forth between him and the officer has been released.
I'm sure the officer may. Hey, when you get pulled over in the city you play, sometimes those guys are fans. You never know.
This guy appeared to be a fan. We'll hear that coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row.
This hour, Zolak and Bertrand, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Whether you're in New Hampshire, Connecticut, or Tokyo,
You can lose weight fast and keep it off thanks to Awaken 180's virtual worldwide program.
What?
This hour is Zolak and Bertrand on Radio Row. Brought to you by IntraSystems. Kareem Hunt, as we know, could have been here as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Could have been playing in the Super Bowl, except he's bad.
He mentions that.
He's a bad guy. That's what he is. And so, bad guy, Kareem Hunt, in case you forget, there was a video of him that showed him punching and kicking a woman outside the hotel room February of 2018. That's why the Chiefs cut him. So I ended up with the Browns following an 8-game suspension. Well, he got pulled over last week.
I haven't heard this yet.
He was pulled over and was in a traffic stop, found to be traveling with marijuana. And Jim was just showing me a clip of the video. It appears to be a big bag.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday. What constitutes a lot of marijuana?
Yeah, I would say if that's what it was in the video.
1 gallon or 2 gallon?
It wasn't basil.
Looks like a 2 gallon freezer bag.
Yeah, sure, it wasn't basil.
Ziploc freezer bag.
Yeah.
Nice one. Those are expensive.
Big. Yeah. Double seal.
Yep.
You know? So here
dogs
is.
Dogs would never find that.
Well, let's get to it. What do we got? Let's get to some of the sound of the traffic stop.
Man, I just don't like being.
I understand, man.
Man, I've been through a lot, officer. I've been through a lot.
I know you have. Trust me. Through
the trenches, man.
If it's just a traffic ticket,
it is just a traffic ticket.
Listen to me. You have my word, okay? If it's nothing in that car, I'm just gonna give you a traffic ticket.
Just give me a traffic ticket, please. Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes. I just don't like it, man. It just stressed me out.
I know.
Don't lose nothing out. I lost everything already, sir.
He seems stressed. Like, if I'm that officer, I'm thinking, odds are, there's probably nothing in this car based on how he's reacting, right? Just please give me that ticket, because I don't want you to look in this car, because I've lost everything. There's only one way this thing could go.
He's stressed.
I'm so stressed out. You made me roll this window down right now to talk to you. This is not going to go well.
We got to get to more. Let's go. More of the tape.
Hey, Graham.
Yeah.
So you knew about this stuff, right?
It's my brother.
I hate to say this, but, I mean, you if anybody should know that, like, if you're trying to, like, stay good, stay on the right path, all that stuff, this is not the way to go yet, man.
No, it's not. Like, it's not. I'm sorry. I was just stuck.
I mean, you had a good, like, second part of the year. You don't want to screw that up over some weed and some other, like, little stuff.
No, I don't
stuff,
even
you
know. Yes,
so,
sir.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write you a traffic ticket, then I'll just seize this stuff, okay?
All right.
Fair enough. I'm not going to write you a weed ticket either.
Thank you. I appreciate everything.
Don't lie next time.
I won't. And I will be.
All right.
I will never do this again.
So they found a gallon bag of weed, and he got off with a couple of tickets.
And a seizure. Just a seizure of the goods.
No, he only got written up for a traffic ticket, and we're just going to seize the goods.
Yeah,
but I thought you said he got to write you a ticket for the weed.
He said, I'm not.
No.
Oh.
The guy made out.
Is there more? We have more of this? Okay, keep going.
If I were to write you a ticket for a weed, and you just paid the ticket, how would that work?
Oh, I would be tested right away. I would be, yeah.
Would you fail the test? You see, I mean, so.
I said, yes, sir. You're right.
I'd be like, dude, I'm one of the hugest Browns fans ever, right? Born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. And it's frustrating to watch the Browns every single year.
Bro, I try to turn around. Me too. I've been with you my whole life, and I'm.
But, like, this is not the way to do it.
You know what happened to me? Should be playing for a freaking Super Bowl, man. I don't know, dude.
It
hurts.
I was just thinking about that.
It hurts my soul. Like, you don't understand. I've been fighting a lot of lately, man. It still hurts me to this day. I love Cleveland, love the Browns, but you don't understand. I'm just the worst person in the world sometimes, like, I guess. And I don't even do nothing.
Oh, boy.
He didn't do nothing.
What a baby. I didn't even do nothing. I've been trying.
Who's the head coach here? Stepanski?
Crybaby.
Kevin Stefanski.
Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck with this guy.
Stefanski. So the confiscate, big Browns fan. He doesn't want to see Kareem Hunt get popped.
But he had a good second half of the year.
He had a good second half of the year. He wants the Browns to get to the Super. He wants the Browns to win.
Does the cop know he's being recorded?
It's the cop's recording.
I know, man.
Hell?
I drafted you in fantasy. I got a lot riding on this, too.
I know you only played half the season. I know. I had to put you on IR like the first 8 games. What is this?
There's one more clip.
Please.
Well, I've never failed any of my drug tests in the NFL.
Right, but if I were to call down there now and they came out and tested you, or they sent you for a test, you're probably going to fail, right?
I mean, yes, sir. It's off season. Sorry, I was having a good time.
Look at the Ravens running back. What happened to him, you know what I mean? Rice?
Yeah, right.
I mean, dude, I'm shocked that you got a second chance, right?
Right, and now, yeah. And then,
I would hope that second chance would be enough to keep you clean.
How'd this video get out?
It's public.
TMZ got it.
Public information. Right?
Unbelievable. Are they just everywhere? They just got people sleeping under trees or rocks and just finding everything.
Hey, you know that the standards in the NFL have been lowered. Not really. As long as you could still play, they always allow domestic violence.
I love that answer. Of course, I
just love
violence.
It's the off season. It's the off season. I'm having fun.
Well, yes, sir. Obviously, I'm going to fail the test because it's the off season.
Yeah.
What?
Have some fun in the off season.
I think you and I just need to go somewhere and like have a couple of drinks and like talk about this a lot more. This guy's starstruck. This cop.
It's unbelievable. And the part of the video, it's about what two and a half minutes into the TMZ video, he walks from the car back to the cruiser, and it's
unbelievable.
I'm just gonna put this in my car. No, I'm not gonna write you a ticket for it. That would then be a record of me taking this giant bag of weed out of your car and putting it into mine.
I'm gonna have to put it in the trunk of my car. I don't even have room for it up here. I'm gonna have to take out tactical
gear. I'll tell you what, I don't even want anyone at the police station to know that this happened. So I'm actually gonna take this weed home.
Okay, so when you
I shortened the audio. He said he was on his way to a flight to catch a flight.
Yeah.
He also had an open bottle of a half bottle of vodka in his backpack.
Well, I mean, that would get their security. If as long as it was under 4 ounces, Jim, I think it's fine. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys that
is a rule about bringing nips on a plane, and you have to give them to the flight attendant when you get on if you want to drink them on the plane.
Does she sell them back?
Charge you a pouring fee?
No. It's because I was on a flight to Vegas once, and I saw a guy come out with a Ziploc bag of nips, and I was like, what the hell is this guy doing? And he had to hand the rule is, I guess you got to hand them over to the flight attendant, like part of the rules, and you don't have to pay for booze on the plane.
They will
bring it back to you, like, one by one.
I don't think it's a bad rule. I don't think that's terrible.
No, it's interesting. I found it because I remember one of my friends said to the guy, like, what'd you do? Like, give him the nips to, like, serve you them? He's like, no, you have to. It's the rule. And we're like, what? It's a rule?
It's not a rule. I just can't trust myself. So I just hand them over.
Bring me one every half hour.
As I get off the jetway, like, here you go.
Now, we're taking this guy's word for it. I have no idea if that's actually the rule, but I'm going to just assume it is.
It doesn't make sense. So you're saying I could go to the airport, and I could bring a lot of nips with me, but as long as they're in individual 4 ounce little bottles, I could give a baggie of them to the flight attendant instead of just keeping them in my backpack underneath my seat and pouring them as we go. That doesn't make any sense in the world. It really doesn't.
TSA nips rules.
What?
Alcoholic
beverages. Is this from TSA.gov?
Yeah, this is a screen grab of the TSA website. Alcoholic beverages.
Nips may not be shown unless cabin temperatures go below 60 degrees.
They're allowed if in your carry-on bags if they're 3.4 ounces or less.
Oh.
And the alcohol is not stronger than 70% alcohol by volume.
Well, that's
70%.
What nip is 70% strong?
I've got nips of Bacardi.
Alcohol is usually like 40.
I've got nips of Bacardi 151. Can I take that?
Nope.
Sorry.
What do you got, moonshine nips? Seriously.
They all have to fit. You can bring as many as you want as long as they fit in a quart-sized, resealable bag.
Just tiny mason jars of moonshine
However,
nips.
You are not permitted to serve yourself alcohol on flights. It's a rule. You are not allowed to serve yourself. You've got to actually hand it over. That is the rule. This guy knew his rules. He wasn't full of it. But I don't think bringing the half a handle like Kareem Hunt was doing over here was going to work. It was like a BJ-sized bottle. I have no idea. I'm just making that up. But the Browns fan. No, no, no. I don't want to see you get in trouble. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm just gonna take this.
So hypothetically, what would happen? Would you be able to play next season? That's basically what he's asking, Ryan.
So you get a drug tested now. He's
I got a guy saying you can actually.
That's not going to work. He'll get suspended.
There's this guy, Eddie. Hits us on Twitter. Yeah. Says you could actually bring an entire sleeve of nips in the plastic thing to the flight, but you have to have individual bags. You have to have they have to be in individual bags. You could take it. Well, how many are in a sleeve? 20? But if you put them in individual baggies?
A sleeve?
I just read the TSA site.
No, you buy them like in
as many
brick.
As you want, as long as they fit in a quart-sized bag.
The problem is, you bring a sleeve of nips, you're not allowed to bring anything onto the plane sharp enough to open up that plastic and really get into them.
Nothing like getting on that flight to Disney World with the kids, and kids got Mickey bags packed, and there's Dad with a sleeve of nips. Just welcome to the hell trip.
Jeez.
Okay.
Man, oh, man. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. And Kareem Hunt is an interesting guy. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.